This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Our lifestyle Friday is finally here.
So September, you know, that is Heritage Month. And throughout this month of September, we're going to be trying to learn a few things that draw us closer to our cultures so we can learn more, right? Especially when it comes to skills. You know, those skills that our grandparents used to feed their families through. Today, we are learning how to make traditional Chivenda makunda.
I saw you with money.
Oh, sorry, no sorry. I kind of want to get deep within. Say it again.
Makunda. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to be learning how to make makunda, with a bit of a modern touch. You will see. And we are also just getting to learn more about makunda.
All right. Right? Yeah, that's great. All right. Now, Ungani Nefare, CEO of Ungi's Traditional Collection, is joining us. Good morning. Welcome to Capricorn Breakfast.
Good morning, Mr. Jones and Mpo Ndimachiro.
Ungani, let's talk about, Ungi's Traditional Collection, how it actually came about.
Ungi's Traditional Collection is a business we started in 2018. You know, to my surprise, you know, when we started this business, I was just doing these things because I saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
But eventually, I fell in love, you know, and then the business also grew. We started even doing Womingwenda, all the accessories, you know. Yeah, that's
all right.
How the business started.
All right. That opportunity that you identified, is it flourishing though?
Yeah, it is. It is growing. That's why when I'm said, when we started by doing makunda only.
Yeah.
And now we do mingwenda, satellite DJ.
Oh.
It means that this baby is growing.
All right.
Yes.
Did it take you long to learn? Or like, was there someone teaching you? Or
yeah, actually, there was someone who was also doing for me. But eventually, as time has gone, I also started learning. Even now, I'm still learning.
Okay.
Yes.
And why did you decide? I mean, you started with makunda, but then why did you decide to go with the traditional, you went with the traditional attire, right?
Yeah.
The idea, you could have gone with anything. It could have been like, you know, your modern, high fashion, modern clothes and everything.
Yes.
And then you said, you know what? I'm going to stick to mingwenda.
Yes.
Why?
Eventually, like I said, when I started, I eventually just fell in love with it, you know, doing it wholeheartedly. I'm just one that person. When I do something, I do it with all my heart. I put it all in. So I fell in love with the culture and the response that I was getting from people, you know. It was so amazing. So that's what made me to stick into this.
It wasn't only in September.
No. And you know, all that's what I always tell people, that you know, we need, as a world or as a nation, we need to reach that point wherein we live in a world where every day it's Heritage Day. We don't have to wait for, you know, September for in order for us to celebrate the heritage. Every day it should be a Heritage Day. You should be proud of your culture. You should be proud of who you are, because that's our roots. That's where we belong. You should be proud, because you might find, or maybe you are sitting with people, ne? You hadn't known Uri. Maybe I don't know that Mr. Jones is a vendor, but if we are busy hoying English, whereas we are coming from the same mood, you know. But you don't even know, because we are not proud of our culture. We are not even showing our culture to show that we are proud of it. So we need to reach a point wherein every day to us is Heritage Day.
But be honest, September you get more business.
Of course, even now it's busy. And it's so big. Even now, right now, I'm sure my WhatsApp, there's a message where a person is saying, please do this for me. September is a very busy month, eh?
You know, I think we're gonna go through more of the designs and how you add that modern flair and make everything so lovely. We'll get into a conversation. We are in studio this morning with Ungani Nefare, who's the CEO of Ungi's Traditional Collection. As part of September Heritage Month, we have taken it upon ourselves to learn a couple of things, and we're going to be showing you what we are learning when it comes to our tradition. We'll continue with the conversation right after this.
And this is what I did today. This is what I did.
What did you do?
This is what I did.
We're not on TV. What did you do?
No, but we're not on social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
What Jones is trying to explain to those that are listening, we when we had a musical break, we got a chance to design our own modern makunda, right?
Yes.
So what I love about these ones is they stretch. Earlier on, I was telling you, the old school ones that we know, I've seen people use dishwashing liquid to sort of like lubricate the process of wearing them, right?
Yeah.
And these ones, they stretch. Yeah. And also the little trinkets that you've decided to use as opposed to the old ones that we know. These are so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, because I chose pink and purple.
Yes.
It's coming all together. I can imagine this with a mwenda. Oh, man.
It can look so stunning.
This will slab.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, how do you rate us? How do you rate our work?
Okay. Mpo?
Yes, sir.
10 out of 10.
Oh, but no.
Thank you.
And then Mr. Jones.
10 out of 10.
No. 2 out of 10. Busadi, I don't even want to start. It looks like he's struggling.
Tetengwa. Tetengwa.
You know what? I did my best to try and explain this, but you know, maybe just talk us through what you have brought for us to work on, and you know, some of the items that you get to work with and everything for your potential customers, you know, for them to understand what exactly it is that you offer. We'll have some of these on social media as well.
Yes.
For people to see.
Okay, what we're doing here, we're doing the modern makunda.
Mm.
Modern makunda comes in different colors.
Okay. Mm.
So people are trying to make up those modern makunda so that it can match up with the mwenda. Like you were saying, Mpo, that if, let's say, for example, if you are wearing a mwenda with a shade of pink and some purple,
yeah,
you can do modern makunda that matches with your color.
Mm.
And another thing with modern makunda, it doesn't require you to wear a lot of them because they're thick.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Let's say, for example, you can put even 3 or 4 even on the hand.
That'll,
you
know, be enough.
Yeah, or 5 or maybe on the leg. So it doesn't require you to wear a lot of them.
But then don't, are people accepting them? Those are traditional ones. Those are the ones.
Yeah.
That she vanda is like, hey, what are you bringing here?
They are, but also some of them, they also still trying to, you know, combine it all together. Let's say, for example, some they will say, no, on the hands, maybe I want to wear the old ones, and the legs, I will wear the modern makunda. They combine it all together, it still looks so good and so pretty.
You know what? Maybe you can help, because I see some of the things that you've brought in studio. I studied at Univen, and I know that they used to call these the satellite.
Yes.
Is there a name?
Yeah.
Barking.
Chipfuno.
Yes. Or really satellite.
Yeah, no, satellite, like, I feel like there's a word that they borrowed it somewhere, because they've got, you know, a satellite dish, it have got this ones. Yeah, so they said, no, maybe we should just call it satellite dish, because a satellite dish have got all these big things.
Listen, I mean, that is quite gorgeous. So in terms of the beads that you use, anything special around, it's just the normal one, usually how it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know, can I touch this?
Yes, you can.
I've never touched. Go to King.
Satellite chifuno.
I've never touched chifuno. Like, I see it.
You can even wear it.
Oh, wait. Abari Yapara, who wears this?
Not everybody wears this. Na phone.
No, you can wear it.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Nowadays, you know, times are changing. So,
because in the olden days, I thought, or maybe it's restricted to be worn by certain people. Whatever.
Now you can wear it. Because even bridesmaids, for example, you are serving as a bridesmaid. They require you also to wear it. So even every day.
I know that this. Okay, how do you wear this?
Alright. Oh. Okay. There we go. you look stunning, Mpoma. You look stunning.
Oh my God.
Just imagine just rocking it as it is, like on a normal day, without, you know, going to any event. Look how pretty it is.
So you can just wear it with any.
Yeah, just like how you are wearing it, you can just put it on.
Wow, I didn't know that. Helena, am I going to call you? They were messing with buying some on the satellite.
Come on.
Okay, let's see.
The Makazi.
Yeah, there we go.
I should actually be giving you money. Please, don't
really?
Go. Yes.
You can actually get to see all these on our social media page. Yeah.
You don't wake up until they give you money.
Yeah. Whatever is happening in the studio, you can actually get to see this on our social media, you know, page. That's on our Facebook. Oh, okay.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
Okay, okay, all right. But so how was it?
Man, the money part. I love receiving the money.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you so much for coming through. This was really fun.
Yes.
That's the CEO of Ungi's Traditional Collection. Where do people get you? Just quickly, your number?
Yeah.
Or for social media page?
Okay. My number, it's a business WhatsApp line. It's 082-59-21-324. I'm going to repeat it. 082-59-21-324. And then on social media, TikTok and Instagram, it's Ungi's Traditional Collection. Ungi's _traditional_collection. Yeah, on all our social media platforms.
All right.
Great.
Yes.
Ungani Nafade from Ungi's Traditional Collection. Thank you so much, and all the best with the business.
No, thank you so much. It was nice having had so much fun.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.